I would just like for his service to be recognised, that if it is so that they wish these people who were so brave to have a specific recognition, then he deserves that. There is no doubt that he went there. There is no doubt that he served his country very bravely at a very young age and does not make a big thing out of it, but he does deserve this recognition.
For you as a family, you must feel very strongly that you want to see this resolved as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Both my brother and my sister have been behind me all the way. I've been the spokesperson, if you like, for the family, but they've been on board at every point, and we have all discussed whether or not at some point we might involve the press or whatever in trying to resolve this issue. I hadn't done it until now, even though I've been working on this a long time, because I'd hoped that the MOD would be able to find a way through it. But it's now 4 or 5 months since the last email from the MOD, and I haven't had any further updates.
We've got a lovely picture of your dad here whilst we're talking. How does he feel about this? I mean, you've touched on the fact that he's sort of stood back a bit because he doesn't want to get involved in the process. But how does he feel about this?
He's a very modest man, and I think, like so many of his generation, simply sees it that he was doing his duty by joining up, by doing what he did. And when you talk to him about it, he will really play down the risk and so on associated with it all. So he is a very modest man, and I don't think he seeks recognition for himself. I think what has particularly driven me to persist with this process has been a sense of the disconnect between what is publicly said about the value of veterans and the importance of recognising their service, most particularly in this terribly dangerous campaign, which, as we know, Churchill said was amongst the most dangerous of the war, and the reality of what happens when you try to get recognition for somebody who has given that service, doesn't even seek recognition themselves, but definitely deserves it.
What would you like to see happen?
I would like to see my father awarded his medal as soon as possible, because at the age he is, although he is doing really well, one doesn't know how long he has, and I would very much like to see anyone else in a similar position also receiving their medal, because I know that there are some servicemen, there can be very few now, who are still alive, because my father was amongst the youngest to be there on that campaign. I would like them to receive their medals, because for some it will mean a great deal.
It must be very frustrating that they almost won't take your word for it, that they have to have some kind of record that it's definitely there in black and white, when, let's face it, this happened 70 years ago, and are those records really going to display everything?
I think that's part of my frustration as well. It's not, I feel, that the MOD hasn't tried to do what it could. It's that the reason there is this difficulty is because of the way the records were constructed for people carrying out the particular role that my father was. And so my frustration has been about the fact that they cannot look to any other sources of information. For instance, I did at one point suggest that they might like to come and talk to him about it themselves, because no one could listen to his stories and think he'd made it up. So you would not doubt that he'd been there were you to talk to him about it. So it's frustrating that everything hinges on these records, which were not constructed in such a way as to provide the information 70 years hence, that they're now looking to them to provide.